All right, Kyle. So the bridge deal is gone. What's going to be the hot items for the next several weeks in the Senate and in the House?
Well, I do think that the debate on the personal property tax is going to be significant. I think we also got to look at what the Senate is doing with their education reform package. They've got some bills in there that are very excitable to the teachers. I think some of the big items like privatizing teachers or right to teach, I'm going to be surprised if we see a lot of that. I think that some of it was frustration with the Michigan Education Association, but now that the recall is back on for that state legislator up in Grand Blanc, the 51st District, you know, if the MEA spends a ton of money again to try and recall him, and especially if they're successful, I think we might see a renewed effort again to get legislation that that the teachers' union would not find very helpful.
You know, when you talk about legislation involving teachers, this charter school issue is very interesting because, you know, when I read this morning, I read an article about Stephen Jobs, and he thought that the schools' unions needed to be phased out, that the principals needed to decide on the hiring and firing of teachers based on merit. He also believed that the school day needed to be extended. When you hear business leaders like that, it goes against the grain when you talk about the MEA and this charter situation, as they're totally against any more charter schools being brought into the state.
And yet that's what the Senate is looking at doing, ending the cap placed on university-sponsored charter schools, which, you know, I can't say that that's going to create a charter school in every neighborhood or anything like that, but it certainly will expand the choice opportunity, which Republicans support. And I think it's just to put pressure on the teachers' unions and public schools to try and step things up and find ways to get rid of teachers that they don't feel is effective. You know, Steve Jobs is in business and, you know, would naturally have that kind of inclination that, you know, we have to get rid of organized labor in order to be successful in the workplace. But, you know, teachers are put in kind of a tough position at times. There's a lot of politics that play into hiring and firing decisions if you just left it up to the principal every time. You know, if a teacher disciplined a student of a very influential member of a community, for example, he or she could be the greatest teacher on earth, but when crosswise with a couple of people and boom, they're on the street. And, you know, is that helpful to a community either? I mean, you got to look at that. I mean, that's one of the reasons why tenure was put in the first place, was to protect these kind of situations, you know, because, you know, what's good for the whole may not be what's good for one or two people.
Well, final question for you, and I don't know if you have expertise here, but when it comes to education, bottom line, when you look at a perspective of not only the state of Michigan, but the United States as compared against many other countries, as opposed to being a leader, we're near the bottom of the industrialized world when it comes to educating our kids and getting them ready, and we need to find a solution. And it doesn't appear to, you can't blame the teachers. It's a problem.
Yeah, I think, you know, I always kind of see that as one of those high-level academia discussions about how we can improve education. I mean, it's a great think tank question that you all sit around and bat back and forth, you know, how do we improve our competitiveness with this and improve our competitiveness? And is it because we got to keep these test scores, or because we have to monitor what all these kids and teachers are doing day after day after day? You know, at the bottom, at the end, we have a teacher in a classroom, and we've got some students, and there's got to be some learning involved there. And no matter how many discussions we have with high-level folks at the federal or state government, and that's where it's all happening. And, you know, I think the focus is, you know, always got to be on what happens in that particular classroom on a given day, and that's usually just a local decision, Tony, and making sure that the schools are operating as well as possible, and that the parents are involved in helping the kids with their education. You know, what are they doing in their free time, and how serious are they with their studies? I mean, at the end of the day, it comes down to a pretty local and a personal level. How bad you want your kid educated so that they can compete and find good jobs when they graduate from college.
Kyle, before we let you go, we're just a few weeks away from a second attempt by the city of Lansing to pass a millage. I'm still waiting to hear more. I've heard folks like Jessica Yorko, who is a Lansing City Council member. She told me she's been hitting the streets, but I still haven't heard commercials, haven't saw the signs. You think that thing's going to pass?
I think there's a lot better chance this time than there was last time. I think Jessica Yorko has been doing a real good job in rallying the folks and getting the word out, getting phone banks. The police and fire unions are spending more money than they did last time, at least twice as much. The mailings have been a lot more consistent. They got mail out for the absentee voters. And, you know, I've already gotten a couple pieces, and we're not done yet. You know, the big push will be right before Election Day to approve this thing. So I think the chances are a lot better, especially since you consider the voter pool will probably be larger. You know, in the May election, you know, you figure those folks who did vote for it, who made the effort and wanted to go out and support it, will come out again in November, and then those numbers will expand now that we've got the city council elections on, and you know, voters will want to go for the Board of Education as well. So I do believe that it will pass this time, Tony, but maybe that's just wishful thinking on my part.
All right, Kyle, I always feel a lot smarter when I talk to you. MIRSnews.com. Go there and find out what's happening in Lansing. Thanks so much, Kyle.
Hey, it's my pleasure, Tony.